B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Credit financing, 0% APR for 72 months at $1,389 per month per thousand finance, regardless of down payment. Not available on Raptor. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/30/19. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Pros do it right by grabbing everything you need in one stop, so you're spending more time on the job site than away from it. Lowe's is here to help by stocking job lot quantities of treated lumber, fencing, and decking, so you can load up on what you need no matter how big the job. Plus, for your next paint job, stop in and get 5-gallon pails of Valspar ceiling paint for just $99. Whatever you need to do the job right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 7/24, U.S. only.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on TrafficMaster laminate flooring from just 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful wood-look floors that'll stand the test of time and teenagers and their friends. With TrafficMaster, you'll rest easy knowing your floors can take whatever life dishes out. Even easier, knowing nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. Today is the day for doing TrafficMaster laminate flooring from just 49 cents a square foot. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see warranty for details.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I took a bit of a risk singing that song, but of course the one place I never take chances is the road, where Progressive Snapshot rewards your safe driving. A good driver plus Snapshot equals big discounts. And speaking of math, 1 + 1 = 2, little too late.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you're listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
It's 302. It's the Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. All right, first hour, talking about the James Ennis comments and what it does to the Sixers and whether it was out of line and people have a problem with it. And most people do until you, like, really think hard about it. And you go, you know, all that does is put them more on alert. And I kind of like that. I want a team that's on alert. I want a team that has to live up to certain expectations. And if their teammate hamstrung them, well, you got to deal with it. That means you're good enough to deal with it. So, I don't know. Anyway, I promise we're going to talk about relationships. Here's the thing I'm always curious about. Like, because I'm an outside observer now, and you know, I have the conventional man-wife-kids relationship.
Right.
So, I see, like, a lot of people that are young couples that are in bliss with a young child. And then I see, like, I'll go to the pool at the golf course.
Yeah.
And I'll see all a bunch of families with a lot of kids floating around. And I listen to the conversations. And the conversations are all about managing the kids.
Yeah.
Like, taking the kid here, or mm-hmm. my kid had to become PE in here, and he's on a travel team here, and I can't play golf because I got to do this. And it'd be kind of, I go, where is the line between being a manager in a relationship and still being in a relationship?
Well, I feel
I would like to shed some light on that.
Isn't that what people say? Is that, you know, when you have your kids, that's when relationships get even more difficult? That's what they say.
Yes, yes.
So it's like, and then after the kids leave.
So what's the secret to keep, like, the actual relationship that made you come together in the first place, right? That spark. Does that go away because the manager part of your life overpowers it?
I've been told it's actively participating and making it work. Like, actively trying, even though you don't mm-hmm. want to. That's what I've been told.
That's what you've been told?
Yeah. Not, I don't know. I don't have a husband or children.
Yeah, you don't have a husband or children. Right. Tyrone doesn't have children. He has, you know, a lovely marriage.
Yeah, we do all right.
Yeah, you do all right.
Yeah, we do all right.
But you're still, like, you don't have the kid thing where you have to manage. Like, parents tell me all the time, it's like being a manager. You have to just, you manage. And I go, all right, well, then how do you have time for the other person? And they go, well, sometimes you don't. And I go, well, that's not good.
Yeah, right.
A lot of couples, you know? Now, though, they, the older people told me that there has to be a pecking order in the house. And the kids are behind the adults in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in my house, if my parents were talking, we had to say, excuse me, to interrupt. Now, a lot of times, these kids run the house.
Uh-huh. Well,
so what I've noticed with some of these, because a lot of my friends have kids, the ones that are happy are the ones where they still run the house, meaning they're making decisions, and then you have to make sacrifices, and I got to do this, you do that, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. But some of the other ones, the kids run the house. But because the kid wants this, well, we can't do that, blah, blah, blah. And it's not necessarily needs. These are just wants. Just he right. wants this, and if he doesn't get this,
yeah.
And then so the adults are still in charge. But in a lot of these marriages that you're talking about, the kid, the five-year-old's in charge.
Well, and it's funny that you say that. I was just reading a book on Parisian lifestyle, actually. And the way that Europeans and, you know, in France or whatever, they parent, they say that, you know, we in America, we, like Ty said, let the children run the house. We're in Paris. This woman who wrote this book said they incorporate the kids into their lives. They don't make their lives about the kids.
The spouse comes first because you chose the spouse. You didn't choose the kid.
Right.
So you don't make sure the kid doesn't die. But like, it's about y'all. And you're bringing in
and you
a kid.
Break in the kid to yeah, your
kid,
life.
Kid telling you what's what at 5 years old.
I mean,
telling
again, and you. I don't want to speak on this because I have no room to talk.
Funny. You have a 5 year old, you're going to feel just like that.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will.
No, I won't.
Yeah, you say.
I had
Tyrone Lannister as a dad.
The 5 year old is going to break you.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
It's like the kid, like Brian Westbrook. The kids break him.
Yeah.
He had this notion, but the kids rule.
I know. He was at the petting zoo.
Exactly.
Yeah, we
the kids rule. The kids broke him.
I can tell you right now.
The kid's going to break you,
I can tell you right now, one place where I'm never going. I'm never going to that stupid pumpkin patch. Pumpkins
what?
Are stupid. I'm not going to the pumpkin patch ever, ever, ever. If you see me at a pumpkin patch and I'm not being paid to be there.
What's wrong with the pumpkin patch?
Okay, no. First of all, no one likes pumpkins.
I love
second
pumpkins.
Of all, those kids pumpkins. Don't,
who
doesn't like pumpkins?
People go there to take pictures for social media.
They
pumpkin
pick a
patches
pumpkin
are stupid.
And then they go
and
home
carve
and they carve it and
nah,
make seeds.
They go there all day. Some of them don't even leave with a pumpkin. They just go for the photo op so she can wear a vest, a brawny vest.
I mean,
and they could just
that's a very 2019 thing. To be fair,
you?
Yeah,
to be fair,
also going to a pumpkin patch, letting the kid pick their own pumpkin,
no.
and bringing it home and carving it is Americana.
The answer is no. Same with the apple picking. Apples are all overrated fruit, and we're not apple picking because it's dumb. No apple picking. I'm saying that way ahead of time. The kid's not born.
I can't wait to see
I'm
you.
I'm not going to a pumpkin
you
patch
and
or
Elizabeth,
an apple pick.
You and Elizabeth and Baby Johnson in the pumpkin patch wearing matching flannels.
No flannels allowed in the house. No pumpkins.
You see what I deal with? This is the oddest thing I've ever heard. Like, who would bring up, like, the pumpkin patch is the devil?
That's the
right?
devil.
The pumpkin patch is like the oasis
no.
for kids
Mm-mm.
and parents.
Mm-mm.
There's
I'm
nothing
going
like
nice
going
hayride?
With your kids picking strawberries
yeah.
or picking an apple or picking a pumpkin. What's wrong with
we'll
you?
We'll pick a strawberry. We're not picking an apple. No apple picking and no pumpkin patch because no one likes pumpkin.
I love pumpkin.
What do you do on Halloween? Do you have a pumpkin?
Elizabeth has a pumpkin.
Okay.
I don't participate in any pumpkin-related things.
Why are you anti-pumpkin?
Because no one likes pumpkin. No one likes it.
I like pumpkin.
No, that pumpkin spice stuff that people have, there's no pumpkin in it. People don't actually like it. It's faux, and that's why I don't like faux things.
I like pumpkin seeds.
I like pumpkin seeds, too.
They're great.
I dig out the seeds.
Yes.
I soak them in salt water.
Uh-huh.
I put them at a low heat, like 200 degrees. And
that's
I toast them lightly.
That's what
yes.
you do.
Yes.
You
yeah.
do that too, Natalie. You toast them pumpkin seeds.
I toast my
and
pumpkin
I love
seeds.
Them. It's a great
and
healthy snack.
Once in a while, I sprinkle some Old Bay on them.
There you go.
I mean, this is out of control, right? This is out of control. You guys are lying. No one likes pumpkin seeds. Like, I can't believe that I'm hearing this today.
In fact, I have a picture on my phone of a pumpkin that I carved many years ago that I put on my front porch when I first bought my house. It's brilliant. What is not fun about carving a pumpkin?
Carving a pumpkin? Because no one likes the taste of pumpkin.
You don't have to eat the pumpkin.
You carve it.
You buy canned pumpkin if you're going to make something.
And then I got guys who I know who, while the Eagles game is on, they are at that pumpkin patch with that kid. The kid doesn't care at all about the pumpkin, but the wife does, and they're taking these pictures. And now he missed the whole Eagles game. Now,
this is the weirdest thing that you've maybe even, as weird as you are sometimes, the pumpkin thing. You're not going to take your kid to a pumpkin patch.
No, we'll go to the playground.
My dad and I, pumpkin patches with my father were a thing in my life, and the pumpkin seeds. He taught me how to make.
Maybe this is a cultural thing.
Exasperated with this.
Hey, did you ever see any black person at the pumpkin patch? Maybe that's what it is. Must be, because I'm telling you, the pumpkin. I'm so far from a pumpkin patch.
Wait a minute, you're telling me black people do not like pumpkins?
I know. I think black people like pumpkins. I've never personally seen a black person at a pumpkin patch.
You are closer to the pumpkin patches than I ever was.
I never went to a pumpkin patch, not one. My father, Stevie J, he's watching right now. We never went to a pumpkin patch.
My dad, Bill's watching. We always did.
Even if you didn't, like, I've only been to a pumpkin patch a couple times in my life, right? But even if you don't go to a pumpkin patch, are you down with going to a place to buy a pumpkin?
Going to a place to buy a pumpkin.
So you can carve it?
Like the Acme?
Yeah, I'll go to the Acme and get it.
All right. At least you give me that. So if you have a kid, you're not taking the kid to the pumpkin patch, but you will accommodate the child with a pumpkin that you buy somewhere.
If the kid asks, yes. I'm not going to volunteer it.
And will you carve it?
I will.
When little Skippy Johnson's classmates are all talking about the pumpkins that they carve, Skippy Johnson's not going to have a little pumpkin.
As long as I can do it well, I have to get a couple practice pumpkins. You see, I don't want to do it. I've never carved a pumpkin. I'm unpracticed.
Now we got to the underlying issue. So I've never carved a pumpkin.
I've never carved a pumpkin, not once.
As long as I can do it in a way where I can present it nicely,
so I'd probably buy a couple smaller pumpkins to get my practice. I think the stencils.
I think we got to the root of the issue here.
I don't like seeing these terrible jack-o'-lanterns. You go out there, they're all crooked, too. They look terrible. There was no love involved in it.
I think we got to the bottom of the issue here.
Because I love Halloween.
You've been married for how long?
Coming up on 6 years.
All right, so in 6 years,
yeah,
you have not with your wife bought a pumpkin and carved it together and put a candle in it and put it on your front when the kids come for Halloween. You've never done that in six years.
No, Elizabeth carved one time, or maybe twice. My wife has carved it on her own because she knows I'm not in.
You didn't want to participate?
No.
You're a strange man.
I carve pumpkins by myself.
You're a very strange man.
I didn't know this was weird.
It's totally weird.
It is?
Yeah. Let's go to Dave in Center City. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
MG, what is happening?
What's going on, Dave?
We're slow with the phones today. Could I stay on for a while?
Sure. Go ahead. No, we're not slow on the phones, actually. We're all filled. But go ahead.
Oh, yes. I never, ever came close to getting married. But you hit the nail right on the head. Most of the guys I know are more in love with, that are married buddies of mine, they're more in love with the routine of marriage than they are their mate.
Well, and I think you have to do that to survive. And that's why I'm asking the question, like, where do you find the happy medium where you preserve the relationship yet still become a competent manager for your family?
Yeah, well, that's a $64,000
question. Well, now, you've never been married for what reason? You were afraid of a mate?
All of the above.
So you're afraid of a relationship? You're afraid of it getting too intimate? Where you have responsibilities?
Yeah, I'm irresponsible.
You're an anti-responsibility guy. You want to go where you want to go without... All right, I get it.
Mike, before I get down to business, what a landmark day for Wall Street today. For the first time ever, the Dow goes over 27,000. And let me tell you this. For long-term investors like Natalie and Club Tyrone, if they stay the course, they will have a Powerball ticket in their pocket in 8 to 10 years. This is unbelievable.
Well, Dave, you know, listen, I'm glad I didn't know the stock had gone up. That's good news for people who dabble.
It's excellent news.
Yes. Are you a stock dabbler?
Yeah.
Dave, you're like a tycoon, man. There's a woman out there that's just waiting for you to cross her path.
Yeah, she has five. I have already five times, and she's dumped me five times.
So you've had your heart broken. See, that's if you had your heart broken, that would make you reluctant to get into wade into the pool.
Possibly. Hey, Mikey Miss.
Yes.
May I get down to, I want to pick your brains with something, okay? Baseball. Circa 1972, that's when I first understood the game of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And relief pitchers were unhittable. They were throwing palm balls, fork balls, screw balls, knuckle curves. And like I said, they were unhittable.
No, just pitches, a few of them were unhittable. Not a lot.
Are those pitches renamed or are they obsolete?
No, there was only a couple guys that did that. Like Bruce Sutter had that fork ball, which is now called a split finger fastball. He's really. And then there was the palm ball was a. I don't even know what that was. Who threw the palm ball? Elroy Face. There was a guy named Elroy Face way back in the day for the Pirates, who I think threw the palm ball. Where he tucked it back in his palm. But that's really a glorified changeup because it's coming out of your hand at a slower speed, but with the same arm speed. Was it Elroy Face throwing a palm ball?
That's what I'm trying to check now.
Check it out. I think it was Elroy Face. How do you ever forget that name? I had a baseball card, an Elroy Face baseball card. How do you forget that name?
Yeah, here it is. Yeah.
White dude, too.
Yeah,
Elroy Face.
And his signature...
Was it palm ball?
He called it a fork ball.
It was a fork ball. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he had the fork ball then.
Pioneered.
Somebody had a palm ball. I can't remember who it was.
And he's being cited here, according to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, as the pioneering the role of the closer.
Yes. Yeah. That's what he was.
Yeah, and they said he threw the forkball and nobody, and it took a long time for people to figure out how to catch up to it.
Right, it was a mystery pitch.
Right, they hadn't seen it, they didn't know how to. Yeah.
And then Bruce Sutter came along and threw it every pitch. Like, he never threw anything but it.
Yeah, it was the only pitch he threw.
Fastball. It's the only pitch he threw, and nobody could hit it. Tim and Langhorne, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tim.
Hi, Mike.
What's up, Tim?
Hi, Ty. Listen, I want to shift gears just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you speak on this in the past, and I don't understand when I heard Natalie's update on the Flyers.
Yeah,
like why do you promote Holmgren to anything?
You know, I heard that briefly. Matt,
it's not a promotion.
It's a lateral move.
He's no longer president.
It's a downgrade.
He's taking on a new role as senior advisor, so it's technically a downgrade. But I'm presenting it as it was reported.
Yeah.
So they put Fletcher, and Fletcher is a higher level now than Holmgren. Is that what that is?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And apparently, this has been in the works since like March.
So what I'm getting
he's being
at,
phased
Mike,
out.
Is, and I heard you speak on this in the past. Is you know, why do we cling on to these guys?
I understand. The Paul Holmgren thing is one of the great success stories of all time. If I was Paul Holmgren, I would go to church every day.
I don't understand it. I just don't understand
it. God bless
him. I
really
don't.
Listen, he figured it out.
Nothing as a coach.
I got nothing but admiration for the guy. He figured it out, and he's a lifetime employee. Go for him.
Is he lifetime like Bobby Clark is?
He seems to be, doesn't he?
So far.
So, good for him. I got nothing but admiration. I tip my cap to him.
But he didn't do anything.
Figured it out. Like, whatever it is, he figured it out. He was smart enough to figure it out how he could have a lifetime job in the Flyers organization. And I have nothing but admiration for that. I give him that.
But he didn't
God bless him.
In the organization besides as a player.
All the guys in the Flyer organization have been able to hold jobs all these years. I've got nothing but love and admiration for them.
I know. Because
they figured out the formula.
That's my point exactly.
They figured out the formula, and I admire that.
I don't. I do not.
Listen, Tim, what do you want? Change in the Flyers organization? You want actual change? Come on.
Well, the thing is, we owe Bobby Clark because Ed Snyder gave him his. Okay, we owe him, and he sits up there and drinks his Sprite and watches every game and all. But why do we owe Paul Holmgren?
I can't, Tim, it's inexplicable. But, now I've gone the other way with it. I actually admire him.
Well,
whatever he's figured out to keep a lifetime job in the Flyers organization, how could you not admire that?
But they all have lifetime jobs.
They do, but Holmgren more than Holmgren more as an executive than anybody.
Right, but he's not really an executive anymore.
Yeah, but how many years has he been an executive?
Long time.
It's like a lifetime appointment.
Well, once
he's got
Clark, Bob Clark as well. He's still around.
Well, Clark is the best player in franchise history, so I get that part of it.
Well,
Holmgren wasn't.
Flyers are pretty loyal. In fact, I think if things don't work out here, I try to get a job over with the Fly guys.
You will?
Yeah, if things didn't work out.
Doing what?
I'll figure something out. I can help out and and try to get that lifetime plan.
Oh, yeah. No matter what you do, you're still employed?
I'll help
you
out.
You can't get a job with the Flyers because one of the questions is, do you like pumpkins?
Do you like orange? No.
I like
orange. I don't like pumpkins.
That's right. You're anti-orange.
Oh, well, that's it.
Oh, yeah, the orange and the black.
Orange and the black. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do it.
Yep, you're out. David in Baltimore, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. David.
Oh, my God, your show's hysterical, man. I can't stop laughing at the pumpkins today. First, by the way, I just want to touch quickly on that relationship management thing, because I'm married with three girls. I actually, I dated and married my wife within 3 months, so it was very, very quick. And I'll tell you, the best advice I ever heard was from my buddy Cliff, who he said, you always have to put yourself first. Mm-hmm. And not like in a lot of people sacrifice, and you always hear that sacrifice. And I told this to my wife, I said, you have to do things that make you happy throughout the day. And it doesn't mean you just leave for 3 days and just do whatever you want. But if you put yourself first, everything trickles down. So if you're happy, then the business is happy, then your kids are happy. And, you know, just you have to always put kind of yourself first. So, yeah, mm-hmm. It is a management thing for sure. But and it's not easy. It's definitely easier when you don't have kids. But
well, let me ask you this, guys. This is the million-dollar question. In being focused so much on the management, and believe me, I know that's a full-time job, do you lose the I don't know, the attraction love part?
No, because it's a little bit more, it's different because now, like before you'd see your wife, like every single day before you had kids and you would just do something for her right away. Now it's a little bit more special in the sense that we only do something once a week together.
Okay. All right, so it's actually special.
It's a little different.
Okay.
Yeah, because
Do you look at each other with the same zest? Because the management has taken over so much, do you look at your wife with the same zest?
Yes, but I will tell you the hardest thing is the sleeping thing. Like when my youngest daughter is 18 months. She still doesn't sleep through the night. And let me tell you, it is not easy. That will definitely drain a person. But I wanted to talk to you a little bit about baseball. You had a really interesting discussion a couple days ago. And I'm with you in the sense that I'm very old school. Even though I'm 33, I got like an old soul. I don't want baseball to make any changes. Like to me, like I go to a game, I sit for 9 innings and I don't move.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my question.
Yeah.
And it's really undeniable at this point. It just doesn't seem that kids are into it these days. So what would you do to, like, get kids, like, to...
I'm asked this question all the time, Dave. I don't need kids to be interested in it because the sport's still going to survive. I know that kids have other things that occupy their time more than the slower game of baseball because they're kids. And they have these options available to them. So it doesn't bother me that they're not interested in baseball. When they get old enough to be interested in baseball is when it really counts. That's why the attendance is never going to fail. For the kids, people correlate kids aren't interested in playing baseball anymore or watching baseball to the sport dying. I don't see that correlation. When you get to be older, you still come to the ballpark. Whether you play it or not. And people are still playing it because, like I said, in the All-Star game, under 26, there were 27 of the 34 guys that were on the team that are younger. So younger people are still playing baseball. Now, when they start playing baseball, it's up to them. I don't know. I don't see this doom for baseball because kids don't want to watch it. 610-632-0975 is how you get in. Mike Missanelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
And we have an interesting dilemma here. And this is no shock to the people because they're experiencing the same problem. We have our Twitter poll, which is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons, but we can't give you an update because Twitter is down.
That is the update on the Twitter poll.
The update at Twitter is down. Now, what can we shed any more light on this? Because a lot of people can't exist without Twitter.
I mean, I'm struggling over here.
What's going on? Is it a glitch?
It must be. Reddit was down this morning. Twitter's down now.
Facebook and Instagram was down over the weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
So is this hackers?
They never really tell us anymore.
Mercury's in retrograde.
That is true as well.
So you can't give us an update?
No, I can't.
The last update.
Oh, what was the last update?
It was 53-47, right?
With like 900
votes.
What's the
question again?
The question was, are you okay with what James Ennis said about walking into the finals?
All right, so it was 53 said yes.
Yes. 47 said no.
People, 53 on my side.
It was before.
And that's the end of today's Twitter poll, ladies and gentlemen. People are just, they don't understand you.
Me.
In fact, Booney, our producer at NBC Sports Philadelphia, says...
this is great.
Tyrone is to the pumpkin as Ben Simmons is to the jump shot. And that's why you have sympathy for them.
I mean, I just can't believe that such a fraudulent thing like pumpkins would be so popular.
I can't believe that a mundane subject like a pumpkin patch could light you up to an emotional frenzy. I can't believe.
I can't imagine a scenario where I'm sitting there with this kid. One, recently I saw somebody on my Facebook this past Halloween time holding a baby up. The baby can't even open his eyes to see the pumpkin, and they're holding the baby up to the pumpkin. No one, the kids don't like those pumpkins. The parents are making them go for their dumb photos.
Elizabeth texted me and confirmed. She said, Ty wants nothing to do with pumpkins. He doesn't even want them on the porch.
They're dumb.
I think it's just because you've never experienced it.
Elizabeth bought the pumpkin. I had no will to carve it.
But I bet you if you did carve it, you would love it.
You would feel very
accomplished.
You would.
It's an accomplishment because you have to cut open the top and then you have to scoop it out.
You would be like Arya Stark.
with a sword?
With needle. Carve that
now,
little spot in there.
Bad thing is Twitter's down. Somebody sent a picture of my pumpkin. But I can't put it on Twitter because Twitter's down.
Yeah, your pumpkin is this is actually a very clever photo. The guy sent it to me. It's a pumpkin with a sour stomach.
He's spewing.
And his eyes are closed, and he's spewing pumpkin residue.
Yeah.
Pumpkin schmutz and seeds out
pumpkin
of his,
guts.
Out of his mouth. Pumpkin guts.
Ew. Yeah.
See?
Okay. Let me read this. This is a relationship email that I got. Got married, had two kids, got divorced, and got remarried to the same woman 3 years after the divorce, and then had a set of twins. So now I have four kids and twins that are four, and they're all boys. You have to make time for the other person, even if it's an hour, even if it's a dinner, even if it's a night out, as long as you have the time. Everything has to work out, but your kids come first.
Okay.
Let's get to the point where he got divorced and remarried to the same woman.
let's
deal with that first. That's something I don't understand.
Me neither. I would never do that.
Would you get married a second time, or would you just get back together?
I would. I'd definitely not get married again.
I would have no. I have no desire to recreate,
like rekindle
situations.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
must have thought it was worth it
because it was a profession and marriage didn't match.
Yeah,
and that's where you are. Right
yeah.
Now. So you're in a position now where you're an upwardly mobile. media person, and you're going to have to find somebody, or are you looking for somebody that has to be in the media because they can understand it, or would you take a chance with somebody not in the media?
No, I mean, I would just
when
want...
When you think about it, when you ponder this, Nat, late at night, what are your conclusions?
They don't necessarily have to be in the media, but it would be easier for me because my work essentially is my life if they understood that.
And
a complete understanding of it, that if I got to go and do something, that's what I have to be doing.
They will all say they understand it.
I know, and that's the challenge.
That's why you got to read the tea leaves.
Right. I know. Look, I'm in no rush. I'm happy as a clam right now.
Good for
I
you.
Do whatever I want, whenever I want.
Mm-hmm.
Go out with my friends. We
awesome.
Have a great time, dinners, vacations, you know. Yeah, I'm fine.
You're over the age where the Mike Misnelli presidency or commissioner of the world would mandate that you can't be, you can't get married until you're 30.
Right.
And you are at that point.
Yes.
So whatever happens for you is gravy.
Yes.
All right, Dave in Bryn Mawr. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
How you doing, Mike?
What's up, Dave?
On,
how are you?
I'm doing all right. Real quick, just wanted to agree with you about the Jay Menis comments.
Mm-hmm.
I totally think it's the right thing. I want this team to produce. I'm ready for them to step up. In terms of the marriage advice, I'm married. I have a twin, almost 4-year-old girls. You got to put your marriage first, man. The kids feed off it, kind of like the front office. You know, running the team, right? Like the players see that, you know, the front office has their stuff together. They got a plan in place. Doesn't mean it's perfect by any means, but, you know, your marriage being the foundation of it actually makes things better for the kids.
Yeah, here's the other side of that coin though. And this is, I've talked to some people that have communicated this to me. I've witnessed it. The other side of it is that you're so miserable within the house with each other. That reflects on the kids.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you got a good, if you have a good,
so you
marriage,
have to have a good relationship. Like, if you're not getting along, that's detrimental to the kids. And because I know a lot of people say, well, you have to stay together because of the kids, but sometimes that works in the opposite way, where kids get cynical at a bad relationship.
Totally agree. I'm speaking from a place of, of having a, you know, a good strong marriage. Absolutely.
Okay.
And then to talk about Tyrone's pumpkin patch thing, no grown man before they have kids wants to go to a pumpkin patch or an apple picking patch, right? When you have kids and you have little kids and you see that they enjoy it,
what's wrong with
that? You want to do that. You want to see that they're happy, right?
Yeah.
The way around that is when the NFL season comes out, I put calendar invites for all the Eagles games on my wife's calendar. So she knows not to do something like pumpkin patch or anything during that. And we go on a Saturday.
Well, that's good. You got it all planned. But Dave, let's take the concept of Tyrone being anti, let's take the kids to the pumpkin patch.
Right.
Like, what, do you find that odd?
Before I had kids, I never went to a pumpkin patch or apple picking, so I get
Well, yeah,
it,
no, we're not talking about like a date. Let's go to the pumpkin patch. We're talking about bringing the kids to the pumpkin patch.
Yeah,
that's what he's anti. He's claiming that when he has kids, they're going nowhere near a pumpkin patch.
And I'm telling him that he's wrong because once he has kids, they'll like it. It's an easy, cheap thing to do outside. You know, why would you not do it? And the notion that you're not going to do any stupid stuff when you have kids is just silly because we all do stupid stuff for our kids.
Yeah, see, to me, it's a recreational activity that you can enjoy with your kids. I'll be honest with you. I like looking for a good pumpkin.
Yo, you get a nice one? Nice,
sure.
Big one?
You know, I like go through the patch. Or, yeah, it's
rolling them
right
over,
there.
Seeing if they have any bruises, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like tons of fun.
Let me ask you this. Would you ever go cut your own Christmas tree?
Never. My wife's tried that. Why?
Yeah, I'm not
Let
in
the
on
guy
that.
Can
I'm
do
out
it.
On that, too.
Let the guy do it. Why do I need to do
I
that?
I don't need to cut down a
I'm
tree.
I'm not cutting down the tree. What am I, Paul Bunyan? He's like, what? No, I'm cutting my Christmas tree. No, absolutely not. She's tried that. We went to the place. I found a way to not cut it down. I'm not cutting down a Christmas tree. No.
All right. We're open. Couple of open lines. This show is like off the rails today, but it makes it fun. So chime in with all the topics we're talking about today. 610-632-0975. Mike Misinelli Show is on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sportsville.
The Mike Misinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic. 7-5, The Fanatic.
3:46 on the Mike Missanelli Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. An email from a guy who says, I haven't seen my wife in 6 years. I have a 6-year-old girl and an 8-month-year-old twins. No sleep and no me time. Help. I'll work a booth at FanFest to get out.
Aw.
You noticed, though. He had to see her at least once. He mixed in another kid.
He did. But he's saying it's like, you know, this is what happens.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Natalie has an interesting viewpoint on relationships.
I do.
You look at relationships like in a sports way, in almost a football team sort of way.
Yeah. It's easy for
explain that to the people.
It's easy for me to conceptualize relationships almost as a philosophy. For me personally, when you apply them to football.
Okay, now, I can't wait to hear this. Apply this to football.
So I would be the coach, and I'm looking for my starting quarterback, because that's the cornerstone of every great team is your starting quarterback. So in relationships, you need to find your starting quarterback. And, you know, sometimes you realize, like, would you even put this person in the game? So in the game of life, and the goal of a relationship is to have a successful, healthy marriage for a really long time. That, in football, is the Super Bowl.
Is the guy good enough to be your starting quarterback? Basically, is the question that you ask.
Yes.
So Nate Sudfeld has no chance with you.
I mean, it doesn't. We're not talking about like tangible skills.
No, not individual. Skills. But that,
no,
that's
I'm not.
A concept
I don't,
of it's got to be
a starter.
Now, it's got to be a starter. Doesn't it have to be Tom Brady.
Well, I'm looking. I mean, ideally, I would like the Brady to my Belichick.
Okay, but if a guy you know is not Tom Brady,
don't have to. I'm not saying that you have to look like Tom Brady.
This makes it impossible for you to find the perfect
quarterback.
No,
it doesn't. Though,
no, I'm not saying. I'm just saying for me,
there are a variation of starter quality.
The same, but there's variation of starter coach.
For my team.
So if you're a mediocre coach, you only need a mediocre quarterback.
Well, and who's
you got to find your match.
Yeah, you got to find your match.
Okay, but wouldn't you say the same thing? Okay, he's a starter, but he's not Tom Brady. Rather than, he's not even a starter.
Well, no, I mean, the ideal, and I don't mean Tom Brady literally. Like, they don't have to look like Tom Brady, eat like Tom Brady, or play like Tom Brady.
You look at the
character. There's qualities
of
someone that I would deem a starter. You know? And then it's kind of like,
maybe your standards will never be reached because you're looking for the ultimate starter.
Well, no. I mean, I'm looking for my starter.
Okay.
You know?
It's interesting.
Well, and if you think about difficult situations and life happens.
In the past, you've made judgments that boyfriends were non-starters.
Well, I mean,
I'm assuming you've been through several relationships in your 20s.
When it came to crunch time, if I needed to put somebody in the game, I don't know if they could have, you know, completed the pass.
That's an interesting way of looking at it.
That's fair.
Is that fair, Tom?
No, that is fair. That actually does make sense.
Doesn't that make a lot of sense?
It does make sense.
Life is happening. Can I put you in the game at this situation and know that you're going to be there for me the way that I need you to?
Like the guy's good looking and he's checking that box. And he's funny, he checks that box. But alcohol problem, don't know if I can put him in the game.
Right.
How many boxes do you have to check? Because a football player, you can see, has arm strength. Like, what are you looking for in the guy quarterback that you want to be with?
Well, I mean, we don't have to talk about that, but it's all like personal preference. You know?
Well, Tyrone's saying you got to check off a lot of boxes.
Well, not.
No, I thought that. I'm saying it makes
sense. We're just using as an example.
Right, she goes on a date with a guy, and he's good looking and he's funny, but on that first date, he passes out drunk. She might say, red flag, that guy's not going to be reliable.
Right.
Not a starter.
Or he goes to pay for the check and
he doesn't
credit
tip.
Card.
He splits it with you.
Or the credit card.
Is that an automatic out if a guy says, can we split it?
I mean, yeah. On a first date, yeah.
Second date, no?
Maybe second date as well.
You're saying later on, at some point, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, she's.
But I like the. I also like the idea of being courted too. So.
Well, see, in my world, you can never split a check.
Right.
Like the man has to go 10-1 ratio. Like okay. If a woman in the 10th time for dinner wants to pick up the check, boom. It's a 10-1 ratio in my world.
Yeah.
That means you got to have 10-1 cash. And what? She has to be okay. Well,
no, I'm just doing the manly, what I think is the manly thing. You need to pick up the check.
Right,
that's an old school thing.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with that, except right. In 2019, if you're taking a woman out and it's uh-huh. expensive, the woman has to understand, if I'm paying 10 out of 11 turns, we might have to go out less or go to a less quality place because how much does a date cost? That could depend.
Now, I have a question.
If I'm dropping a couple hunch on Friday, I got to drop another couple hunch on Saturday?
One of my friends went on a first date a couple weeks ago, and the guy asked her to drive him home. Violation?
Did she have the car and he Ubered?
Yeah. No. Should he have Ubered home on his own?
No.
No?
I think that's fair.
They're having a good time.
Really, the woman can take him home.
Okay.
She had a car.
Yeah, how far she had to go? Lancaster?
No.
Wait. They live in the city?
No, yeah. I was just wondering. Right.
And that also leaves a chance that she may
want to
go
hang out.
But
okay.
She doesn't have to. Right. It's an option. She can even initiate that and say, hey, I'm dropping you off.
It's like the Seinfeld. Right. Come up for coffee.
Right.
Nah, coffee keeps me up.
All right. Have a good night later. But then, I think that's a good move by the guy. Because if she's down with it, great. Uh-huh. If not, that's okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's go John in Norristown. John, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. John.
Yeah, you guys are doing great. Listen, and Mike, I agree with you 100%. The man always pays for the check. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
10-1, though.
Yeah,
on the 10th, the 10th dinner, the woman, if the woman's making, has a salary, has a profession, boom, pick me up once,
Yeah, I always say, it's not events or buts about it. But with the relationship thing, right, I read this book, it's called Love and Respect. Women want love, men want respect.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a constant battle with each other because a man's not going to love his woman until she respects him, and she's not going to respect him until he loves him. So what we got to do is we just got to love our women. We got to do what we do every single time, what we did to win that woman over. So every single day, we got to win her over.
It's work.
It's a constant battle.
It's a lot of work.
It is work. But when you find that right quarterback, as Natalie would say, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's worth the work.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's about it.
It is.
I'm married with kids. So my wife comes first. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. She comes first. The kids come second. I love my kids. Mm-hmm. I'll do anything for them. But we came together before the kids.
Yeah.
So we got to keep that spark going or mm-hmm. we're going to lose it.
That's awesome. Well, I love you, John.
And at the end of the day, listen, Ennis, I love what Ennis had to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because now it sparks our team. It makes our big guys, it makes our main players, but it's in the back of their minds. Like, oh, my young bull was talking this. Now we mm-hmm. have to back it up for him.
Yeah.
So, but listen, I need fantasy tickets, man. I've been trying for 2 weeks now, and I made every single fantasy.
Yeah, you broke the rule. You asked for him, man.
I know I did. I know, Mike, but listen, I've been trying, brother. I've been trying so hard. You don't understand.
I understand. There's a lot of people that are trying. I don't know what to say. It's like kind of like.
What do you want me to do? You want me to come work the booth? I'll work the booth for you. You want me to dress up in the clown suit and dance out front? I'll do that for you.
Turn around. Admit the man wants tickets.
Yeah.
Listen,
this is a bad precedent that we're setting here.
No, he applied my football analogy to his relationship.
I'll tell you what. I'm a soft-hearted today. And, John, you seem like a good dude working on a relationship. So I'm going to put you on hold. You get a couple. There you go.
Yeah, I think he should get one ticket.
And now, see, the way that John applied the football analogy mm-hmm. to his wife, that's why they're winning, just like Tom and Bill. Just like Tom and Brady and Bill Belichick win all the time, they're working together. Well, they never stop working together.
There you go.
See?
Yes.
Full circle.
Yeah, absolutely.
In my life.
Sounds good. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk to Bob Brookover. Little Phillies talk during the All-Star break. What's in store for the Fightin' Phils on the back half? And there was a story today saying, are they the 2007 Phillies? We're back after this. 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
Fanatic Sports Update.
Pleasure to President.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.